just makes it that much more noticeable, the simplification. Well, today we continue our series, Simplify. And this week we're talking about how trusting can make all the difference in our attempts to calm the chaos in our souls. How many of you have ever gone through a season where you felt completely overwhelmed? Show me some hands. Yeah. Most of us have been there and felt that. You know, life often feels overwhelming, doesn't it? And I think a lot of us assume, including me, that it feels that way because of things outside of ourselves. Fast pace of life. For me, having a kid going off to college in the fall for the first time, Jurlos give me tips. Overwhelming to-do lists that never seem to get done. Even the word overwhelmed implies outside pressure, right? But what if the real problem isn't primarily external? What if the issue isn't the clutter out there, but the clutter in here, the clutter in our souls? I'm guessing most, if not all of us, know what it feels like to have a soul cluttered with stress, worry, and fear. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. So how do we simplify our souls and trust in the midst of chaotic, stressful, and fearful times in our lives? Now, before I go on, I do want to clarify what we are talking about and what we are not talking about today, because there's a difference between anxiety and fear that we can and need to manage, and anxiety and fear that requires counseling or possibly medication. Okay? So we're not talking about that clinical anxiety or depression or other medical conditions that need to be managed with the help of professional support. Those are very real, and if you need professional help, please get professional help. Talk to your primary care provider, or we can refer you to a counselor. What we are talking about today, though, is the stress, worry, and fear that everyone experiences. Because these soul-cluttering fears and anxieties are such a pervasive part of everyday life. And believe it or not, it's nothing new. Jesus saw it in his closest followers. It was toward the end of Jesus' earthly life. You know, he'd been telling his disciples that he was going to die. He also told them that one of them would betray him and that another would deny him altogether. So naturally, they were anxious and fearful. And in the midst of this whirl of worry, Jesus offers them something he knows can simplify their souls. He says, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Jesus knew his friends' struggles, and he knows ours. He knows how much we need and desire true peace of mind, a deep sense of calm in the midst of our storms. You know how being with people you trust puts you at ease? Like if you hear a noise, this can't just be me, right? If you hear a noise in the middle of the night and someone else in the family is awake and hears it too, that helps, right? Just knowing you're not alone helps. Or if you land in the hospital when you're someone who's never been sick before and everything is strange and confusing and overwhelming, but if a few key family members or friends are able to be there with you, that makes it less scary. You know what I mean? Jesus said he was leaving us with a gift of peace. And like the peace of having trusted loved ones near, this peace isn't something we get one time and are good to go for the rest of our lives. No. Every day, sometimes it might feel like every minute, we live in this tension between trusting and not trusting. Jesus' closest followers lived in this tension in a little different way than we do, because They were physically with Jesus in a different way. But even so, like us, they struggled to trust and experience the peace Jesus offers. On one occasion, in our scripture today, they were just coming off of one of the most incredible miracles of Jesus' ministry. He takes this minuscule amount of food, right? 5 loaves, 2 fish, gives thanks to God, and feeds a crowd of over 5,000 people. That's what comes right before today's gospel. So it's in the shadow of that miracle that Jesus tells his friends to get into a boat and sail across to the other side of the lake. He then goes off by himself on a mountainside to pray. While the disciples are in this boat, a storm begins to rage. Jesus knows his friends are in trouble, right? So he leaves the mountainside and he walks out on the water toward their boat. And it cracks me up because the author of Matthew's gospel just says this so matter-of-factly. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. Just like this is what Jesus does every day. You know, you or I, we take a stroll down the street. Jesus takes a stroll. Ah, he's just walking on the water. But apparently this was not regular for Jesus. It was out of the ordinary because the disciples think he's a ghost and they cry out in fear. So let's read it from that point. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," Jesus said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. The storm comes up, and the disciples are understandably afraid, and they don't immediately recognize Jesus. When Peter realizes it is Jesus walking toward their boat, he gets out of the boat and begins to walk on water himself. But in the middle of what must have been a pretty exhilarating moment in Peter's life, he sees the wind and he realizes what he's actually doing. He's walking on water and he becomes fearful and begins to sink. Now you probably think, I'm going to tell you that if Peter had just kept his eyes on Jesus, he would have been fine. And that's what we're supposed to do, keep our eyes on Jesus and we'll be fine. But I'm not going to say that. What I am going to say is that Peter trusted Jesus so much that he got out of the boat. His trust in Jesus calmed whatever fears he had in that boat in the middle of a storm so much that he was willing to step out of the boat into the crashing waves. I'm not doing that. Are you? Peter trusted. And even when he begins to sink, he still trusts Jesus. He cries out, "Lord, save me." You don't say that if you don't trust that Jesus can reach out his hand and save you. Peter trusted. Yes, fear crept back in, understandably so. And Peter had to return to that place of trust in order to cry out for help. Our experience is different, right? Jesus is with us, but not in the same way that he was with Peter and the disciples before his death and resurrection. Right? Life situations and to-do lists and everything else pile up and beat against us like waves, filling us with worry and fear. And we long for peace, peace that can simplify our souls and calm our fears. That peace, the peace Jesus gives, comes from knowing that someone greater than you, someone more trustworthy than anyone on earth, has your back. And yes, that's Jesus. When my son, who's now almost 6'2", was little, he didn't like being by himself in his room at night. And I'm sure I've told you this. I've told some of you this story before, I know. But we would put our little one to bed, and it would not take him long to come out of his room to find out where we were. He couldn't be calm inside and relax enough to go to sleep until he knew where we were. The people he trusted who were bigger than he was. And night after night, we not only reassured him that we were 7 or 8 steps away, just downstairs, but we also reminded him that even if he felt alone, he was never truly alone. God was with him. And we'd make a cross on his forehead and remind him that in his baptism, Jesus promised to always be with him, no matter what. And that helped. Jesus can be trusted. And trusting him takes down the worry and the fear and gives us a sense of peace. So we've talked about Peter. We've talked about my son. And to wrap up, I want to talk about a really practical thing that the Apostle Paul tells us that can help us unclutter our souls, a practice to help us reconnect with trusting God and give us the peace Jesus gives. So Paul writes to the Philippians, "Do not be anxious about anything." Easier said than done, right? So let me ask, and please don't all shout it out at once, just say it, answer this in your heads, because we're already overwhelmed in life, right? So what are you anxious about today? What has you stressed out? For now, just think about it. Is it what you see on the news? Because there's plenty to be worried about there. Is it a relationship that has you worried, or the lack of one? Maybe your fear centers around your finances or your job. Or maybe you feel anxious about the future. Whatever it may be, God doesn't want us to live with stress, anxiety, and fear cluttering our souls. So Paul goes on to say, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." So Paul says, when you feel that anxiety, that fear, when you feel yourself sinking, pray. And he first says to pray with thanksgiving. When we pray with thanksgiving, when we thank God, we're reminding ourselves of God's goodness, of all that God has done for us in the past. And it reminds us that God can be trusted in the future as well. So when you're anxious, pray with thanksgiving. Paul also says to petition God. That means to ask. Or as Paul goes on to say, to present your requests to God. When I present my requests to God, I'm asking God for something. I'm coming to God like a child, asking for what I need. In petitioning God, we acknowledge our utter dependence. We place our trust in God. And what happens when we come to God in prayer, thanking God and presenting our requests to God? Paul says something mysterious, almost unexplainable, happens. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We experience peace of mind, a peace of heart, And the peace Jesus promised to give us replaces the worry and anxiety in our souls. Jesus will reach out to us in the same way he reached out to Peter when he was sinking beneath the waves and give us his peace in the midst of whatever storm we're facing. Because let's be honest, there are storms in life. Stress and worry and fear are real, but so is Jesus. And trusting Jesus calms the chaos inside. Trusting Jesus gives us peace as we weather the storms. Amen.